Next patient is Peter Hostel. This is a consultation. Consultation case with Dr. Sambona. Reason for consultation, syncope, cardiac dysrhythmia. History patient is a 72-year-old with syncope period. Patient had lunch, experienced lightheadedness and pass out period. Patient immediately recovered from this event period. Patient stated that he has similar episode many years ago period. Patients also complaining of episodes of dizziness multiple times associated with the palpitation period. Patient underwent a Holter mount study by Dr. Bono that showed frequent PVCs and runs of atrial tachycardia period. Referred to me for elective surgical studies and possible ablation for supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, olmesartan 20 mg daily, Lipitor 10 mg daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient is working as a pastor in a church period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain or weight loss. No vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis. Neurological no history, seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse 77, respiration 16, weight is 178 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball 7, estimated no edema. Clicking machine number 1, palpitation, number 2, syncope, number 3, supraventricular tachycardia, number 4, hypertension. Recommendation. Patient heart study showed episodes of supraventricular tachycardia, probably atrial tachycardia period. Patient also has frequent PVCs, which average 30 per minute period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for PVCs and supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure scan benefit discussed with the patient and he agreed for the procedure. Please indicate to Dr. Sambono. Consultation date is 7/7/22.